adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
We haven't died yet.
Y'all died!
We should introduce the
All right, let's go out and eat.
Nope, I punched the ground.
Are you going to play your song for later? Or you can do it later? You can edit it.
As you guys are sitting there, you guys all decide to level up. I feel stronger!
Bigger, stronger.
Yeah, just slam some mead.
Push you around and faster.
How are you playing? Is that factored in? Since nobody knows what we're doing.
All right, so people, we're switching it up this session. We're doing the Dark Knights, our alter egos that... Dark Knights, our alter egos that are the town guard for Mortenburg. Different from our regular mythic characters, these characters are the best that Mortenburg has to offer, which isn't very good. So, we're all going to be a little bit different this time. Should we introduce?
Yep, let's go ahead and introduce. I'm Eric still. I'm still DMing.
Sorry.
That's all you have to know for me. Everybody else go around.
Let's go from the right, because the newest one's on there.
Okay, I'm playing Martin Lawrence. He's a rogue human, fresh off of his show that got canceled.
Just doesn't have the draw he used to act.
Is there anything unique about him?
I call him a
little pixel. He can do flips over people pretty good.
He can, and he hates dwarves with a lab device.
Well, this one has gray eyes, so...
Okay,
how do
you feel
about
cool.
I'm the gnome sorcerer Lars, or Little Man.
I like, friends like Little Man.
I prefer Little Lars.
Hello.
Little Lars.
Maybe that's really all you need to know about a gnome.
Friends, I'm playing Franz. I love playing Franz because he's a big, dumb, half-orc fighter. He loves Little Man. Little Man is smarter than him. He knows Little Man's smarter than him. And he respects Little Man.
He no respect Table, though.
No. Franz has had some troubles with some tables, some critical failures. I know we haven't had this on the podcast, but we'll see if that happens now.
Is he standing up?
What?
Or do you prefer, a bar?
Let's picture Franz going and writing in a diary every day. I will get all magic tables in Mortenburg, but when he's writing, it's just scribbles.
It's an orc. He doesn't. Common is Franz's second language. He's not super, super dumb. He's pretty dumb.
Oh, so it's orc, so he just throws a book against the wall the whole time. Me write good orc.
I'm playing a brand new character named Quartz.
Say XP for you, right?
The monk. He's not very intelligent, but he's definitely really ugly.
That's awesome.
He's like an ex-miner, and I'm also in the Dark Knights, right?
Yeah.
You're a Twilighter at the moment.
Okay.
Oh,
so
really?
We
should probably
go ahead and guess no, but I might join.
Our Twilighters are our new recruits.
Yeah. And I'm a dwarf,
not
which is
dark
weird, I know.
Dustin only plays dwarves. It's his contract.
Technically, I played Dustin the Pathfinder character twice, and yes, both were dwarves, so you're right.
I guess I should say Ryan Forrest, who plays Lars, and that we are not the heroes the city deserves. We're the heroes they are stuck with.
The heroes Norm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Philip might be coming later, and he's playing somebody.
No, Philip's not coming.
Philip's not coming.
You got trapped in her inn.
Yeah, Philip normally plays a druid named Oliver with a hawk camp named Carver. The last adventure he had, Carver the hawk actually killed everything.
It was
and
awesome.
Everybody else couldn't hit him with a shit.
I feel like he actually plays Carver, who has a companion
named Jack.
Yeah. And we just learned that the druid Oliver is a retired
Murtaugh.
Murtaugh Black Elf. Not a drow.
There's a difference between
a drow are underground.
Yeah, I read that.
But they're gray skinned, usually.
Purple, but they keep showing them as. Yeah. I don't know. They're not very.
Popular. I'm a drow.
Not very.
Does he have two scimitars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a pet panther.
Yeah. That sounds right.
He's a magical cat. He's not a panther.
I used to game online with someone, and he goes, I have permission from Ari Salvador to roleplay this guy. I go, yeah, he says that to everybody to leave him alone.
I met him, actually. I met Bob Salvador.
Did he give you permission?
I didn't ask to play his character. I know that's dumb.
You should be like, can I roleplay you?
I said I really enjoyed Drist, which I finally got the right name. I didn't know he was called it wrong. But I met, he was at Gen Con 1 year. So it's like,
you know what?
They had like a 20th year thing for Drist books, and they had like a cake made of like Winnebar. It was awesome. But anyway, I've met him and his wife and his very hot daughter.
So if you're listening, edit.
So, anyway, but I did get permission to play Steve. I'm not going to say that's dumb. So if you are listening, it's dumb to try to play Drist. Make your own character. Be original. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say edit. You're going to say his very hot daughter. You go, butt cake.
Butter cake.
Butter cake. Butter cake, yeah.
Very hot butter. Beep! Butter cake, butter cake. Beep! Butter, butter, butter cake.
You give like an unnecessary censorship tool.
No, you just got to play exact character as Drizzt.
Very hot daughter. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. To your
beep.
Very hot daughter.
Beep. Drizzle.
I'm the
Drizzle.
Yeah, like
off
that
in the house.
The first episode.
And then you could end it with you saying, I'm going to make some sense with it. And he's going to say, I'll help.
That part was hilarious. Was that on the last episode?
Yeah, that was the last one.
I honestly don't even remember.
It's
that.
What
I do.
I said, like, that I'd get in there and make passionate love to the body. So the lady's like, all right, I'll help.
I'm going to help him.
I think I wasn't totally listening.
you paid the price.
It's because you're such a good character that you're just like, hey, I'll help.
Everybody, he's like, yeah. Hey, I'm good. I'm trying to help everybody.
You immediately volunteered to help everyone move. And then, you know, whatever hardship they got going.
Oh. All right, are we doing this? Let's do this. Sometime we're playing a game. Oh, we also sometimes play a game in this podcast.
Oh, one time I met George R. R. Martin's daughter. She had a little beard like he does.
Phil's ex?
Phil's ex has a little beard.
No, Phil's ex hangs out with George R. R. Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's funny.
Like, Christina, he was telling me, like, that bitch gets to hang out with... Yeah, that's kind of how I've been talking about it. You see, he's jealous and upset. But anyway.
And now, ironically, she's probably one of the listeners.
Oh, really?
Is she?
Oh, cut that out.
No, that'd be awesome. Nope.
Cut that out. That's, no, I mean, he's not that man. He's just jealous because she is.
Phil Bex hangs out with George Remarks.
No, there's apparently, I didn't show you the picture, but there's a picture of her, like, with the hound, like, having scotch with the hound.
Oh.
Like, wow. So we're like, we're
aren't
like.
All in Ireland?
So that means we're all like. I don't know, 2 degrees of separation.
Call her up. Let's have a special guest star. See if she can get George R.R. to be on the podcast.
I don't know. Maybe. She might. She probably
could.
He'll
be the DM and we won't get anywhere because
I don't know.
Grab one battle. Same thing. 3 hours.
Sweat drew fell off his brow as he.
And then it'll get into the mythology of the land.
And then as this podcast ends, you walk into an inn.
It is on fire, you all die.
Alright, let's do this.
Alright.
You gotta stay on point now, or we're losing
our
focus.
Flubbergusted now. Okay.
Dark Knights.
Oh. Huh.
So we are all the Dark Knights. Alright. So as we come in, we're gonna flash to right after the mythic characters just walked into the house that got destroyed by some creature, I guess you guys found out.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry,
I think I'm really excited about it. Really
I was just trying. Yes,
Pathfinder.
Well,
I was trying to remember what the creature was.
Find that path.
Because I thought we figured out kind of what
we
it was.
Started going down into the depths of it.
Well, yeah, the other group went down in, but all the Dark Knights are out.
Oh, sorry.
Out, kind of guarding off and perimeting the area.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are all around, kind of guarding. No one's kind of around. You got some looky loos kind of trying to look in. There was a guy across the street that saw everything kind of talking to Crystal.
Who's Crystal?
Oh, Krishal.
Oh.
Kind of humdrum. Gets real quiet after a while. And then from that building, that the hero guys, mythic guys, walked in. You see a bright, violet light come out, and then it gets real quiet again, and everyone just kind of
look like scary dwarf.
Somebody have detect magic. I say to my companions.
I got my fist.
Yes, I do.
Do you think maybe that
we know
was
magic?
Yeah.
We know. We not know magic.
Okay,
you got big fists too.
Okay.
Fist bump.
Yeah.
I go talk to Carter.
I just imagine them two just talking about stupid shit. Like, I throw rock. You do.
I punch rock.
You punch rock.
Alright, so it's about an hour and it's real quiet. Those guys aren't coming back up, haven't come back up yet. You haven't heard anything since that light flash. And then all of a sudden you hear running coming from up here and you see another Dark Knight coming. What is this guy? Comes in, kind of runs through, kind of gives a little salute to the two guys. They let him through and you hear see him like talking to Grishal really frantically.
I'm staring at this guy.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm a mouth breather.
Martin, back to your post.
What's going on?
Back to your post.
What?
What going on?
Hold on, I got it.
Martin, get back to your area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you guys see that light?
That was an hour ago.
This guy.
It's getting dark out.
How you learn punch things so hard? Me have problem with wood things sometimes.
Okay,
so Dustin, you can have your guy talk normal. Lance's reason for that is because
Franz's orc is his first language. Condens is.
Oh no, I was just staring at this guy.
He's like, he can't hear you.
Yeah.
He's not even listening to me.
No, I didn't. I just look over my mouth open. I was like, I started punching things from a very early age. I got good at it.
I want to hold up the mirror that I have, apparently, and look behind me to see if I can see what Michelle's talking to.
Yes, you can see her words.
Me glad you
like
joined Dark Knights.
Okay.
I'm not. This is
make a roll. I don't know what that would be.
Why are you here then?
I got the Myers lung.
16.
Better than mining?
I take out my iron pot that I have.
So far, yeah, I guess.
All right, after a while, she points. She goes, you.
Oh.
Over here.
We needed.
We're screwed.
But my post. I want to do stealth. If we get yelled at, it's like I'm there, but I'm not.
You're going to like hide behind one of us? You're going to like hide behind me?
Yeah.
Ha ha!
It's darker out, I thought. So I want to sneak up behind and go, you rang?
Martin, you're such a bad boy.
She didn't know anything. She's like, she knew you did it.
What are you punching, Chief?
She's like, yeah.
Who needs clobbering?
It's clobbering time.
It's clobbering time.
It's clobbering time.
We're going into a mine.
Like you three, you need to head back into town since most of the guards out here have heard that the Wolverines are starting to try to make a power grab into the middle area, and I need you guys there to dissuade them from doing that.
Which three?
I already pointed.
Well, there's four of us.
Hold on
a second.
All right.
New guy, Quartz, I believe
Smash.
Your name was.
Yeah, what kind of coffee?
Was that two lumps? I don't remember.
She's like, oh, this is going to be a mistake. I can feel it already.
Me like new guy.
Yeah, I bet you do. Looks like you just got promoted to Dark Knight. You were with these guys.
I thought I'd get demoted when I brought you back that air witch.
For the last time, Sandwiches can't cast spells. You eat them. They're not real witches.
Yeah, whatever. Why don't you prove it?
just go back into the town proper.
All right.
I want to talk to
Corpse
as we walk into town.
Kill Wolverines. Meet me, kill Wolverines.
Try to dissuade them as much as possible. If you have to kill them, you have the permission of the town to do that.
Try no kill.
You guys are idiots. Wolverines can't talk. I asked Koritz if he has any brothers or sisters. Yeah, I got Amethyst. Do any of them have kids? No. If they did, would they call you their Munkle?
Does that explode?
Oh, there's stuff I want to do.
Thing I've ever heard.
There's so many things that I want to say. It's smart.
Uncle knows a monk and he called his uncle.
So Amethyst and Diamond are your. That's great.
Diamond's
hope you get to meet. I really want Kenny to meet.
These
two are.
So we're going down to the. Like by the fountain?
That's where the tigers are. The Wolverines are on the other side. Where you guys are going to be at is probably about 4 blocks away from the. The mark. Right. Yeah, actually.
Let's go. We go stop Wolverines.
So they are pushing in from that area.
What are they like? Is this like West Side Story? And they're like.
I'm not singing.
Yeah.
Towards the center?
Or what? We can all do that capoeira.
Done capoeira. So.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's loot the end since they're not in
there. Got Makoa in there. He's your guy's mythic bartender.
Just someone dressed up like a. Someone dressed up like a kobold will be fine.
No! He cringes, but then he bends over and
mythic bartender.
I think the best.
Did he make it? He made it to mythic?
Yeah.
Wow. He just kind of think.
All right, and with that, we gotta take a break because the food's done.
I'm at work. Did that guy just say bukkake like 6 times?
Buttercake.
I'm at work.
Buttercake, we're a family podcast now.
Mommy, I want buttercake.
Hey. It'd be like that girl. Well, we need way more men, honey.
Oh my god.
I mean, we need more chefs.
I heard sometimes a lot of ladies will suffice.
Oh gosh, you're right.
That's just a myth.
No, I'll look it up right now.
I found it.
I'll look it up on other people's computers.
I'm
not looking it up on mine.
I'm looking it up on mine. I don't care. Open an incognito on the window.
What?
You have peach cake,
mini?
They call it peach cake.
Peach cake is the ladies.
You want it?
It's not their own toy. Peach cake.
I'm not gonna get it.
What?
I'm not gonna get the bukkake.
I just saw something really gross.
Oh.
Let's hear it.
No.
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 It's kind of related to bukkake, but not really.
Going spiral. Downward spiral.
Would that semen be lavender?
I'm sure it will be. There's nothing going on with the spiral right now.
Would Tabitha Seaman be lavender?
Thank you. See, Inquiring Minds would like to know.
Tabitha Infinite.
Huh?
It's one of the drawbacks.
Well, I can get it on. Don't you tell me I can't
get
it on.
But you shoot out dust.
That's lavender
dust?
Like babies.
Yep.
Can it be that?
Trade off.
So the guy that you were fighting, can it be that hobgoblin with his legs broken, like...
I don't
think he made it.
He was eaten by rats.
He's got, like, I got no legs, and he's gone, like, a
skateboard.
What if
it was, like, Highlander, and the rats absorbed his power?
We're screwed.
No, it'll be like
the
Mario... It'll be like the Mario Van Peebles one that was so bad that nobody actually watched.
Jaws 3?
Or Jaws 3?
Oh.
Jaws 4, The Revenge. It's really stupid.
Yeah.
They go to... one of her sons gets eaten by Jaws, so she decides to move to a tropical island. Jaws follows them. He swims down to the tropical island and then starts killing them again.
This family.
What's funny is that they don't make it ironic. Like, sci-fi had ghost shark. It's a ghost shark.
You know...
ectoplasmic.
You know
ghost.
What I heard about that Sharknado?
I saw
Sharknado.
It has
92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, that the original guy thought it was pitched as Sharknado, as in... In ATO.
So NATO ran by sharks?
Yes!
We need to lift the seal embargo.
The sci-fi scientist, what he said, originally thought this was Shark NATO, and they had like a picture of the NATO fort, and they had all kinds of sharks around.
That would be pretty awesome.
He said it could be real now.
I just can't believe like how dumb they already know it is that the second one's Sharknado 2.
They asked for Twitter like comments about title, and that's what they came up with is Sharknado 2, the second thing or something. Like the second one, that's what it is.
Did you see the first one?
I've seen the first one, yes.
Is it good?
All right, before
it's
you guys,
fucking
before
Sharknado.
You guys get to the,
it is what
area,
you want, yeah.
You're supposed to stop by the.
It's ridiculous and it's super ridiculous.
The barracks, I guess, and you guys are all given some supplies. Everybody gets 5 Cure Light Wound potions at level 2.
Jesus, our mythic characters don't get 5 characters.
7 now.
We don't need
them.
Okay,
healers.
Here, you know why that these guys have so many healing potions? Because somebody wrote a song that said to give the Dark Knights these healing potions.
Fuck yeah, someone did, and his name is Kenelvian Goldleaf. He is an awesome bard.
I have manacles.
I have mono.
Why would I have more than one monocle? Eyeglasses.
I wear dual monocles. You connect them in the middle? No, that'd be stupid. Stupid idea.
I have soap?
You gave us such weird stuff.
There are kits for the characters. That's what you get.
What does it say? Flan-tan-steel?
Flint-tan-steel. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's flan.
It's some flan.
And some gel. Tan.
Yeah, you get hungry?
Yeah. That's a flan.
What's a rope tan?
Oh, I see.
That's all that stuff.
I have rope.
Why?
You have arrows.
17, I could probably use some more.
17, it looks like, I think 12 masterwork underneath. Go ahead and we got 25 arrows. Everybody has a bow weapon. Go
that's
ahead
all
and
back.
Mark it up to
my,
25.
My weapons are way better than
I bows. Got some masterwork shit.
You don't even use weapons, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
You
do? I'm fine. I just shut the ports down.
The funny thing
his
is, fists
are his weapons.
He was actually talking to a reflection.
I say that after I slammed that coffee
in a water trough.
Crushed the dark cup against my head.
My mind.
And I said my mind.
He stands there like this.
I want to roll for stealth.
12.
I love Martin Lawrence. Oh.
Alright, after you get it, sure enough, as soon as you start getting closer, you can hear a lot of racket. You're screaming. You hear cries of pain. People kind of going into, let's see, how do you describe it?
Panic.
Yeah, panic. I guess that'd be the best bet.
Cacophony.
And also cries of bloodlust from whatever's happening here.
Let's clobber some Wolverines.
All I know, if there's a flea market or anything going on today, we're screwed. There's too, too many tables.
So.
No, man. Let's do this.
Do we see anything?
What shape do you guys think that cloud is? Why is your guy dumb? Is it your intelligence level?
Why is your guy dumb?
That's not dumb. I'm just asking you guys
really,
a question. You think that cloud is up there?
There's no clouds.
You're dumb.
That's a blip.
Oh, not the Heisenberg again.
Wait, what?
Hindenburg?
You're really unlikable. Super, super unlikely.
I'm friendly as hell.
I put the halfling in my arrow or my bow and shoot him at the.
You mean the dwarf?
Oh, you're.
There's no halfling.
Oh, the humanity.
What are you? Oh,
no,
even better.
And the
I put the gnome
humanity and the gold humanity. Shit,
they're all. If they're not human, I don't care where they are.
Oh.
Suddenly he becomes racist.
Yeah.
Suddenly he joins the wolf.
Like
his,
yeah.
I have a hood.
This middle part's just street. I just
and so this,
so there's just these people there.
So you can see without even doing any kind of check or anything that these buildings all around here, these homes, some of them are on fire here.
Mythic guys were here again.
I think we were here.
The chief is going to be so mad.
The mythic guys don't catch stuff on fire. It's the
war blight.
What is that?
We make building explode again.
Oh, these?
Okay, yeah. Alright, so we got...
Fancy dice.
I feel like I should get mad. I think I'm gonna buy a new dice this week. The mythic guys never do that. They would never sell something. Wait, is the end around here?
I've been given the opportunity. It would be 4 blocks this way.
Okay.
So it's getting close.
So we need
I pop in and ask how if they're making any money.
Mystic about some of the money.
Is there any... What do we got? So these are people?
So right now you can see...
They're setting fires.
You see two members of the Wolverines. This one over here is setting a fire. This one over here you can see is like...
I'm going to run towards this one. And
this one
and
is like...
I'm
going to
tackle
this,
that one.
This stall, and then you see a really big bugbear in the background. Kind of overseeing him, and you can tell from even way over there that he's got a necklace with 5 ears on it.
Alright, I'm gonna run to charge this guy and pick him up. That's what
I'll say halt in the name of the Dark Knight and I'll pull my
arrow. Go ahead, start this off with initiative.
And I'll say, yeah, what he said. I say, shut up,
yeah,
well,
what he said.
I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm new. Ooh. I ask if you have OCD and like solve crimes.
we need our magic man. Our magic
I don't even know what he said. Oh yeah, I said it in Draconic, sorry.
No, I just thought he said it because
I like things.
All I heard was sounds.
Alright.
Did he go up here or did he run?
I'm going to say that we're starting combat.
Oh, yeah, something right here.
Yeah, like, I'm just not, like, I don't make terrible decisions. I just ask really dumb questions.
In unpleasant ways, you ask these questions.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for us?
Oh man, I actually have really high acrobatics. You know how bad I want to avoid attacks of opportunity? Really bad. At least a 7.
Is that a feat?
But, yeah, I
think somebody
has
feet where they can walk by guys and get a +4 to their AC when they get attacks of opportunity.
Well,
it's your mobility.
With acrobatics,
yeah, it's
you can, if you're next to a guy and you want to leave a square, you can roll an acrobatics check to get out of the attack of opportunity.
What?
Power technically. What
you
do they do?
Will know what I said when you edit this.
Okay, hold on. Let me go edit this. So what's dodge do? I'm guessing you factor all this stuff in.
It's
not
dodge
one AC.
Yeah, it's already in your AC.
It's not in miscellaneous modifier.
Actually, add it to your CMD.
I already have it.
Oh, it's in deflection modifier?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Someday, I do want to make an entire group that has all the team feats. I think that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Do it right
now.
Like the weird power, like Power Rangers or something. Mm-hmm.
What's the mobility? I get +4 against attacks of opportunity?
Yeah. When you're moving through a square, that's the only time you get it. You don't
except you guys would just be like cheerleaders.
What are team feats?
Like, you can watch each other's backs and get bonuses and stuff like that, but you get the same. Another person has to have that exact same feat.
Alright, Dustin is court.
16 plus. I'm not used to having an initiative modifier given this, okay. 17.
Ron?
The 13 total.
Bugbears are so ugly.
That is a lovely bugbear.
Lars?
5.
I've been compared to a bugbear once.
Really?
That guy's way ugly.
Martin!
27. I love going first.
What's the name of that
character?
You go first? No, that Martin character where you dress up like a woman and then... He'd be like, oh no. His name was like Shaniqua or something.
I feel like that's a Shanae-nae. Tyler Perry.
Shanae-nae.
It's not Tyler Perry. I think that was Martin Lawrence.
It was.
What?
Yeah, he dressed up like her.
It's on his show. A lot of times the in tag had.
Wait, or that. What? Because there was also a character on In Living Color. Jamie Foxx would dress up like a woman. And be like, I'm right.
I thought that was
Shanae-nae. Is that Shanae-nae?
I always want to go to Jamie Foxx now and ask him if he remembers that. I love you as Shanae-nae.
Jamie Foxx, if you're listening, please comment.
Also, why did you change the movie? The ending of that one movie.
What movie?
Django Unchained.
You changed the ending?
No. That was...
Oh. I'll take... Since
I'm sure I can think of something.
Bow and arrow out. I'm going to shoot this guy.
Oh, wait, what's that movie with Gerard Butler in it? The main character. Civil something?
The Butler?
Yes.
Civil Butler, that's it.
No. He's like, his family gets killed, raped.
20.
He goes to prison.
20 hit.
Millionaire. Concocts this crazy plan.
No idea what you're talking about.
To get revenge on everyone that was involved.
Mm.
2 points of damage.
No, I've seen that piece of shit.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I really have never heard of this.
Who's in it?
Okay, the first podcaster to comment with who knows the name of that movie gets my thanks.
What do you have? He's going to edit that out.
Give me your address.
We'll find out for 4 weeks.
Give me your address just so I can have it. Maybe like a phone number.
We'll name it. Eric will name an NPC after you. The first person that comments on about anything on the website.
Yeah, anything at all.
Cooter McGaddy.
I don't even care if you say that we suck.
Yeah, I prefer that.
We've had zero comments.
I've got such a full head right now. I think we're so awesome. If someone could just tell us how much we suck, that'd be great.
I'm gonna skin that one there.
All right, guys, it looks like we got us Dork Knights here.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, it's pronounced Dark Knights.
Hey, it's Dark.
I'm a dwarf.
Dark Knights.
Dork Knight.
Well, yeah, well, Wolver. Wolver.
He starts crying because he can't think of something.
Well, you're dumb.
I hit you with my arrow. It hurt, didn't it?
I heard badgers were better.
I'm a Dark Knight. Wait.
These two guys both start, like, spitting mad and they run right at you guys.
Alright, good.
I don't think they're real Wolverines. I think they're.
I'm gonna crush him in my huge friends. He's gonna be his friend's pancake here when I get down with him.
Be able to do anything. They're pretty much doing their full time.
I am gonna push him into that fire.
Well, that would be fun. Don't fall in with him.
This one starts. Let's see, what
take
do we got
lessons
here? So there's like carts and stuff. All about. Let's think of it like a market with carts and whatnot.
Tables.
Yeah, tables, tippy wheel, everywhere.
Horrible carts.
Tables
this,
and wheels.
This
okay.
guy and his girl, I should say, in her blood lust, like, picks something up, like, haphazardly and just tosses it at Fran here.
Okay.
By his weapon?
It might have four legs.
Yes, it is. AC...
Maybe a leaf in the middle.
17.
I'm just at 17. So,
yeah. I think that you're good, yes.
It looks like there's a piece of bread you're catching.
No, I'm at 17. She hit me then, right? She rubbed my AC or above.
If it ties, she gets it.
Yeah, so you got it.
Got it. All right, so what she did, she like...
Barely.
She, like, threw, like, a tabletop or something at you. It was, like, just, like, some makeshift table, so, like, the top came off. And
bitch.
She,
okay.
She just, like,
she's getting decapitated.
You run in fear.
That's Franz's mythic
weakness. No! They're using the tables against us now!
It's his mythic weakness. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, shit!
What? Full damage?
6 points of damage.
Shit, alright. Alright, I'm gonna beat that bitch up now.
That's personal property. Why would she do that?
Soak that dark!
You're concerned about the table even though they're setting houses on fire?
Huh.
Why would you do that to a table?
Not my house.
Quartz, here go.
That's you.
Warby?
You
know.
You
walked
off.
Yes.
Well, hey,
one rock.
I saw him got the
those are pretty
coffee.
Clouds.
Well, just one was pretty. Nobody answered me. I told you it was a blip.
You're disrupting the natural order of this area.
It's okay. I punch these guys, right? Like, that's a thing I can
yes.
do?
Yes.
Okay. And try.
Punch them like wall.
Okay. Well, well, get more specific, good sir. It was really dirt.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to... attack this dick.
You should flank him, I say.
Mm-hmm. What? No, I'm not hungry.
Well, stay in the...
It's not that smart.
That would be a perfect response for him. I just ate. I'm good.
Like a steak.
This
right?
is no time to eat.
Yeah. I don't know your lingo.
Is that a
like
one?
Happens here anyway.
Make sure when you...
Oh,
that's
two, not a one.
After this, you gotta mark off one of your punches.
What?
I only have two, though. So they're like arrows. Alright, I'm really hesitant about punching someone still. I'm not used to I used to have the authority. Did I ask where you trained? Who's your god, dwarf?
Kobold.
What? Kobold. You worship kobolds?
Yeah, we mine. No, kobold.
Oh,
just the one.
Those things are gross.
Okay.
You know, that's
you
not
hear,
really a question I feel like you should ask at work.
You hear the bugbear make like a kind of high pitched whistle.
It falls.
I come running to him pantingly.
And then he pulls out a bow and starts shooting. That sucks for Franz again. Jesus Christ.
He crushed.
Oh, it ain't good.
Alright, good.
Okay. 4 parts of damage from arrows!
Well,
damn.
Right. Do you have that thing where you can punch arrows?
Can I do that?
Listen, I'm new, okay? I
can
deflect
arrows,
maybe?
He doesn't know what to do.
Can't I just go mine?
You can mind your own business. I don't mind what you say. Franz, you go.
I'm gonna go.
You got a tabletop that bounced off of you and an arrow sticking in your shoulder.
So I'm going towards her.
Heal him.
So I'm gonna run and punch her in the face or cleave her with my.
She's kind of doing one of these things like taunting you.
So good. That's where I'm going towards her.
I punch. If you want to punch, I'll take your sword. That's fine.
So I'm gonna charge her. If there's any charging. Charge stuff.
Charge? Yep. Yeah. That's a +4, but you take a -2 to your AC.
That's fine. I'm really angry. Maybe I should bash her with my shield.
If I was a barbarian, I'd be raging right now.
Should I bash her with my shield, or should I just cleave her?
Cleave is more for multiple people.
Yeah. Well, I mean... I'm
but you can cleave through her, I guess.
I'm
cleave
cut
her in half.
Cut that bitch.
Parts of her. Yeah.
We hate to.
But most of all,
but not that much.
So, 13.
13 will hit.
Oh.
You guys are lightly armored.
Good. Well, lightly dead suit. 5 points of damage.
Now that Arsenio Hall is back in the air, I go.
Do they do that anymore?
I have no idea. I saw a billboard for it. That was annoying.
Yeah, who wanted that?
I know.
Finally.
I'm guessing.
How hurt is she?
She's cut pretty bad, but she's still feeling the rage thing she's in right now.
Well, that's all right.
You're
me angry too.
You have to cut her arm off. I'm not supposed to hit her with a flat side. And then
you
I say, HP
slash
on abstraction. Anyway.
Send range touch.
Touch 10, that'll hit.
Or 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage.
Who do you attack? One on one?
Yeah.
Now she also smells like she got melting skin now.
Thank you, little man.
Little man, go! Alright, back to the top.
So is this fire in the street?
Yep.
I want to push that guy in the fire.
No, you got to ride
the
car into order first.
CMB, Borush. So yeah, CMB.
CMB or CMB?
CMB, and he gets attacked by opportunity.
Don't forget to roll your back and fire your gun in the air. Really dramatically.
AC 16.
That'll hit.
Just got a club. 5 points of damage.
And 13 for CMB.
Can I just blow a whistle and chase people around? Like that's what we do. It's a club. Yeah, with a little club. Put on my little weird hat with checkers. And you hooligans! Hooligans! Get back here!
Shenanigans! I'm calling shenanigans here.
I'm guessing that's not going to work.
Yeah, I'm not very diplomatic.
No, it doesn't. Kind of push into him and stand there like a brick wall.
Beat you with this.
So... Since I have a -2 to diplomacy, if I wanted to make someone angry, wouldn't that -2 help out?
Try. You make him angry and you say it so stupidly. You're like, you have the most beautiful garden in the town.
Yeah. I love azaleas.
It's like, oh, you want to push, huh? Here, I'll push.
I would love to, I would love at some point for courts to be like, do I get an attack of
my
It's a sad, it's a sad, like,
court to give it to.
Yeah. Well, like, I might.
Bashing time.
Oh, wow, right now, so.
Bashing time.
I'm not used to things being so soft.
With it.
Yeah, I'd be, out of minus four, because it's like an ad hoc weapon.
God damn it.
Can I
missed again?
Can I just punch me?
Those walls,
my other hand.
Those walls don't move for you.
Yeah, is it a longbow you're using?
I fall on my knees and I scream.
Yeah,
Abadar!
Awesome, yeah. Go ahead.
Is that he?
I rolled D20 again.
I need my. I dropped it by you.
You want to roll to confirm that crit?
No, I did.
Or that critical failure death.
No, I don't really want to.
Alright, then I'll just
pull
any card.
Alright,
then.
Wait, how about I pull a card instead?
Okay.
And then a D6? No, it's a D4.
How about I pull a card instead?
God.
Not without that.
That'd be
deck.
5 points
of
damage. Nah, you can have it done to me.
That's the wrong deck. That's the critical. Not the critical miss.
Alright, well, I'll.
Well, see, now you use your fist. I think it'd be weird if you, like, dropped your weapon. How in the my hand just fell off!
You like punched by the guy's
sword.
What if
I was playing an MMO all day and my hand cramped up?
That happens.
Oh god, it's more hot pockets.
He's been gay. Alright, it is Pork's turn.
It's like pork.
Yep, pork. Pork and beans, go.
Oh, forks. Forks. I guess if I don't get to have a whistle from that hand, I'm just gonna have to punch him again.
Well, you do your.
I don't know. I'm really worried out by this.
You do your full attack now.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna punch both. I got two of these things.
Is that a one?
I blame you for that.
I would too.
That was interference.
You roll it again.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hey, that's way above a one.
I was hoping to get a 1 and 20.
Yeah, that's a 11.
11 hits.
Wow,
are you doing both attacks? Are you just doing a regular punch or your flurry of blows?
Yes, I don't know how to play monks. That's why I wanted to play.
That's what the flurry of blows one is, so you get a +1/+1 hit.
Okay, so, yeah, I'll just do that as the first one.
Okay. The one hit.
Woo! It's a 21.
That'll hit two.
Alright, so then it's just 2d6.
Yep, so these guys are lightly armored and they're being careless, so they have a little negative 2 there.
Six. I have a higher armor.
That's a 10.
Bam!
Punch.
It's so much easier than mining. He's like.
He's soft.
And then, of course, I bring my hand back, like my chest, like this.
Oh, that gives him a tiger opportunity. Stab you in the throat.
Oh, he didn't have something right back. So he gets something.
That's right.
Alright. The bumper.
Bumper.
The bears.
Uh oh, no. You're in trouble.
With Don, he says, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
He's
a
bugger. Does Boynberg have a zoo?
I don't want to know him anyone.
I don't know him what to say.
Do you guys know that? Of course, I asked this in the heat of battle. Does Boynberg have a zoo?
I don't think so.
Everybody stops. No. Hey, Wolverine, the zoo? Does Wolverine have one?
I just feel like that bear.
And suddenly everybody comes together in peace as they try to make it.
Yeah,
go back to the zoo.
That bear escaped. We need to get it back in there.
He got an AC 12. Is that going to hit?
Who?
Lars.
Oh.
Yep. Or no. Yeah.
Does anybody have a picnic basket?
3 points of damage from an arrow.
Then he says, I loved you in that movie, No More.
Now do another whistle.
What are you whistling for?
It's calling a horse?
Yep. Calling his horse.
It's calling his horse.
That one girl that was addicted to light comes out. Yes! Friends, the man. Go wait, actually, the person gets a turn.
Oh. Wendy. Your name was Wendy.
That thing works so well for some reason as a drug addict.
Well, it's Wingy.
I'm pretty sure that was the same.
Or was it Wingy?
Even
no,
if
it was Wendy.
Isn't the prostitute that's hooked on meth, isn't her name Wendy?
I think you guys said Wendy.
Everybody knows it's Wendy.
Wendy Blowhard.
No, wait, what was the
name
of
my game? 16.
Something Breezehole. Oh, no, that's too low.
Ragnar Breezehole.
Right?
67.
So now, you ain't back.
Oh, you miss me not miss.
Franz, pick up that table. Pick up that
seven.
Table.
Maybe not.
You might hit.
14.
14's gonna hit.
Oh, that's gonna be a good one. 10 total.
Bam, now she's not feeling very well. She's still grinning at you with bloody teeth. Lars,
you need to
with an arrow sticking out of your knee.
Ah, I used to be in a dark hair like you.
You're going to have to retire for reason.
Oh, who would write that? Who would write that into some dialogue and actually think that that's a
by what?
At a Skyrim. That's what that
it's
from.
Actually an inside Bethesda joke about marriage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm going to burning hands. Like that.
This guy
in
the building.
You should probably
hide
behind
fire. Well, they're already burning. Might as well bring it down.
I pull out my rag.
The gasoline.
Well, if it helps anything, it's electrical burning hands.
That's true.
How did you do that?
He hasn't done it yet.
Can I do that?
Sure, try it.
Is that a thing?
It's,
I don't think
it's a reflex thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are your hands okay? I've never seen magic before. Just saying. Why are you guys amazed that this guy just lit his arms on fire?
I believe
this is old bed. Is everybody
little,
dead? No one amazed.
Little man, awesome.
All right, he makes the DC, but so we half damage.
Little man, do awesome things.
So 4 damage. That's a half.
I mean, did you
right,
see that?
I have a feeling.
You kind of shock him a little bit, but he kind of does a little dodge out of the way, so the buildings get most of it.
Good.
Darkened.
We get more fire.
Anybody
if we don't burn down one house or destroy one building, we aren't doing our job.
Actually, it wouldn't have hit the building.
Oh, is it far enough away?
Yeah.
Okay.
I planned that.
So,
no, not really.
Yeah.
No man's smart.
Alright, it is Mop in.
Uppercut him into the fire.
I want to try to shove him in the fire again.
Yes.
He's that crap shooting.
You gotta say Toasty, though.
I think this time it'll work.
AC 15.
Nope. Okay. AC 16, jerk. And that's
whoa.
A 21 for
CMB.
That doesn't work.
What?
Yeah, it
does. He has an 11 AC.
He's got 11 AC because he's raging, so he's got a negative to his AC.
Oh, so I just shut him in the fire.
Nice.
So you
I say, cool off.
Rush.
Wait, that doesn't make any
all
sense.
All right.
I say,
fired.
You're fired.
God, that was a good one.
You're so smart, Martin.
He goes in there, he's like, The bees!
The bees!
The bees!
They're in my eyes.
They're on fire.
Yes.
And he falls over and...
He doesn't scream Nicolas Cage as he dies.
And unfortunately, he's still screaming as he lays there burning and dies.
Should we help
him? Keep it down.
And
what happened to due process?
As the smell of pork...
I jump in and try to yank my arrow out of him.
No, I don't.
Can I... Before my turn, can I? Well, shit, I meant to do it beforehand.
No, it's already your turn, so you can't do it before your
turn.
Well, I meant for. I wanted to do a perception check to see if it was actually a Wolverine, because I have a feeling these guys are like.
Go ahead and do a perception check.
Yeah. I know we have just Dread over here.
14. Look like Wolverines.
Okay. So they're like.
They look like a lower level one.
Okay.
Like a grunt.
And then I say, hey,
firing dude, squad.
Let's try to... I asked the gnome real quick, can you create water and put this up?
was gonna get the medic.
Nope.
Okay. Thanks though.
AC 20 plus is gonna hit Franz.
Oh god damn it. What now?
Fantasia.
You is hit me?
Oh.
That little lady?
Yeah.
I'm gonna smash that lady. Me smash the lady. Well, how much damage?
She's using a great club.
Get a room, you two. It's a big old club.
8 points of damage.
Damn it.
Big hit.
I'm
and
hurt.
When she hits you, she smashes all your cure light wounds.
So it heals you.
Yeah, it heals that spot. It's okay, though.
Alright, it is Quartz turn.
He runs in the fire over the gun.
I'm horrified.
Fire hurts!
I was just kidding.
He's fucking
hurt. I feel like my wife knew that guy.
You were just punching me.
So,
fire.
All right.
Punching
yeah.
Not the same, isn't it?
Alright, I'm gonna...
What
the fuck
was
that?
Cheers.
Get out of the chair. It's breaking.
Too many days.
Oh, wait. Right.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah,
I'll stand for the rest.
No, we'll just get another
turn. Oh, that works too.
Nope. I think just standing is your only option.
That and you didn't finish your meal, so you had
yeah.
To.
You're in timeout.
Better than the coroner.
The coroner?
Yeah.
The coroner.
Thank you. Yeah, it's that.
We should have a forensics episode. So this guy was lit on fire. So was this one. And this one.
Is there one? Yeah, is there a dude that is like a crime lab back at the...
Yeah, don't we have like a really intelligent, sarcastic...
The car would be the closest.
Crime scene.
I can see, but if you talk about this crime scene, that this guy was lit on fire. How can you tell that? He's still on fire.
His skin is bubbly. Alright, so what do you guys
do? Wow!
I'm going to punch him in the back of the head.
Alright, flanking bonus, so go ahead.
I got the okay from you guys. This is how we do things.
Good.
19.
Right. Yeah, that hurt.
I'm just punching her, I'm not flurry and a blows her.
No, yeah, it's a full round action.
Okay.
Monk. First day as a monk.
Actually, yes it is.
Your third low. What kind of axe is that?
Yeah, but the first two levels are on minor.
Ouchie!
Man, I would say we go back to the end and get some drinks after this, but I don't serve minors.
Oh. Alright, so is she dead?
No.
So, okay, whose turn?
I asked her also right away. Are you going to talk?
It's the boat bird. That'll hit probably Quartz AC 20.
No, I dodge it.
Do the thing
do you have the deflect arrow? I think I gave that to you.
Yes.
Alright, well, what will happen is this would have hit you for 3 points of damage, or 3 points of damage, but we have to deflect arrow thing. You just...
Yeah, I don't remember.
You little man magic.
Obsidian Tigers, they kept doing that. It was super annoying.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you probably watching the arrows out of the Bible.
He doesn't pay attention when you guys attack.
Yeah, that's right. Thinking about.
I dodge it, and then 2 seconds later, a little slit crosses the machine. that was close.
No, you should grab him and get him to me.
Right.
I have to fight him. I don't catch him.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I was for that guy.
Yeah. Get
chased. Yeah, there was more fire.
On my knee. He's tired. You know the arrow.
I wanted to dip an arrow in the fire and then shoot it out. Not dip it.
Not okay. Fudge.
Oh, look, it burns.
Well, and then shoot him. Catch one.
All right,
it's like a fondue.
Franz.
I'd like to carry her into the fire or throw her.
Franz, I'm going to bend over and you're going to push her over.
All right, so that's going to be...
You get a thank you bonus right
that.
Now.
Why don't
let's
you get
do
a
that.
Bonus.
Like,
I'm like, come on, let's
wait, do you give me like the thumbs up like that? So, like,
oh,
the,
no,
the
I'm
old...
telling you. I'm telling
okay,
you.
So we're going to move. This is in concert. He's going to like bend down and I'm going to push her over into the fire.
well, the I don't think fire's over here.
Yeah, the fire's way over there for that. Plus, Dustin already did his turn, so he'd have to delay his action to his
turn. Yeah, I'm
so
short, you know what I mean? He just jumps over on top of
yeah.
You would just flip over anyway.
I mean, you could do it, but it's gonna be around before it takes
She'll get another attack.
You get a flanking bonus, just punch her in the face.
Maybe next time, buddy.
Alright. Fun. Can I pick her up?
I said it as a free action, so she heard it.
pick up or throw. It's
a
bad one.
It'd be a CMB.
Something I want to throw her into the fire at some point. Is what my goal is.
Don't we need, like, a witness? Or...
I mean, we should have.
Were we supposed to be telling
So
guys?
Should I?
I feel like we're like the SS.
Alright, how about this?
Do whatever.
No, you guys are BK, the Burger King.
So let me do a CMB. Let me do a CMB to pick her up, and then I could use my move and then throw her in the fire. Let me do that.
Get on the train.
Bargaining. It's like a lawyer's. Like, law.
Yeah, well, I'll let you try to do that. Yeah, I don't think normally you could do that.
Someday, I want to play a character
just for
so
cool
charismatic, I can talk people into killing themselves.
And I'm totally going to fail, probably.
Yes.
You're going
to attack with opportunity.
Nine.
You can ask that bone break and grab that arrow and shove it into his head.
She is nowhere near attack with opportunity for you, so yeah.
I'm done.
Fire.
So you like grab on your she's like,
ooh. But you, yeah.
But you miss.
Looks like you guys trying to hug.
Lars.
Love grapple.
And you put that back.
Well, this is olden times, so people are really excited about that.
I'm just kidding, you can have it.
Need all this stuff.
I don't have a lot of stuff, you can have it.
I guess I'll try to.
I think I'm with you.
Diplomacy check for the monks so you can see why they're burning it down.
All right. Thank you. I'm not the brightest guy, but come on.
8 diplomacy.
I think that'll work with her, especially in a rage. She's like, fuck you!
Tell us something.
Yeah.
All right, wait, hold on, let me get that down.
How do you spell that?
That's B-L-A-R-G-H.
I think that with the response deserves some acid.
Okay.
I never got my Miranda rights.
Yeah, that's probably going to miss a range touch of 7.
7? No, that's not going
to work. There's like a squeak to that, something goes by.
Actually, so this guy's bubbling. She's cussing and bleeding out, practically.
Yeah.
You guys all hear noises come from the other buildings.
Rats.
Rats.
Yeah. Cooked. What is it?
How
the hell is that thing?
It's 10.
These are, Wolverines.
The Moichans.
They human, or what the hell are they?
Also, they're dwarves.
Oh.
Stop. You guys have a right to remain silent. Put your weapons down.
Or we'll throw you in fire.
Also, why are there so many of you?
They're book way doing.
Another.
They're real way doing. Real way.
I look at Franz very seriously and ask, is this a game?
Yes.
We good guy gang.
Bucky Bear comes out here in a thick accent. Wolverine, destroy these specs.
Specs?
Specs.
Oh.
He's specs. There's no Mexican.
I just get all racist.
I'm hardworking, sir.
Not like those people.
Yeah.
Is that a German
name?
So
on a side note,
so
when was
is
the last time we got paid?
That's true.
All right, so I'm going to go... How far can a short bow
shoot? I really want to just fire it under fire. Good. Right here, like, just... Nah.
I'm down.
I
couldn't...
I like your idea.
Show.
I like that idea.
I know, I just imagine Court's, like, laughing.
And then I want to, like, set my arrow on fire in the flame, and then shoot it.
No!
I'm going to use a masterwork arrow.
You won't be able to do all that one round.
Please?
Can I give it a shot?
You can get it. you can get it on fire, but you'll have to wait.
Every fun we make, it's one free action. That's what
boy.
No, because if I'm DMing, everyone...
I'll just shoot him.
Turns will never end.
I'll still use the Mass Sword, though.
Especially the last game I did.
So that'll be a 21.
So you're not burning your arrow?
No, I'm just regular.
Ice arrow.
Who are you attacking? The bugbear?
Bugbear.
The same bugbear as we saw earlier?
Nope.
Different one.
Wolverines assemble.
You turn into a giant Wolverine.
Then I pet them because they're adorable.
What did you say the AC was?
I got a. I don't know what his AC is, but I rolled a 21. Wait,
what is your ranger thing? Charm animal? Or what's that called?
Handle animal?
Yeah. Try to handle the giant
wolf. V4. Masterwork view is a plus to hit.
Then we can use that dragon. We can use the dragon skin to make a giant saddle.
That would be awesome. I run a tan.
I gotta go, guys. I've been possessed by a mythic being.
I will end you! Next round!
If I'm still alive.
I'm pretty hurt myself.
Quartz!
Such a magnet again.
The Fury. I'm gonna punch her in the butt. Oh, yeah, I didn't ask. Is she hot? Is this okay? Like.
This is okay.
She's a scruffy kind of hot. Yeah.
I'm gonna give her the worst Charlie horse she's ever.
Are you doing the flurry thing?
You can do that as much as you want. I didn't see a limit on there.
Yeah, I'm gonna flurry blows her ass. All
right.
You're gonna break her head.
Roll again to hit.
Punch through her butt to break
so
her
20
head.
20 and 17.
18 and.
What's a critical for a punch?
27. 17 and 20. Yes.
So both hit.
All right.
Nice.
That's a 13.
Holy shit.
13 hits to the ass.
Okay.
Is that subdued damage?
No, not so he does a double punch forward.
Well, I'm like that height, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like, I don't really have a choice.
So Franz is sitting here, he sees her miss, and he looks. For some reason, he decides to look down, and he just sees her pelvis, like, burst forward. She just falls over.
This is awesome!
I can't believe we don't have to question this lady here. Bring her in.
Nah.
I like how you guys question people.
We asked her one question.
I asked her.
Seriously, my fist get to do the talking. I love you guys.
We barbecued your friend. What are you doing here? Now that you're almost dead.
Franz is pretty like impressed, like, good job, little man.
Her butt hurts.
Smashy little
man. Then a punch her in the butt.
I also then asked the rest of the Wolverines if they want some.
You want some of this?
Oh man.
Yeah.
And that's what I call butter cake.
So that was Quartz, so now it's Franz.
She's dead, right?
I feel like
I hit her for way more than
HP.
Oh, yes!
Explosion.
You could probably assume all her entire pelvis just liquefied.
Rabies!
Franz is pretty impressed, I gotta say. Like, he's like, good job, so man. And now, I don't know, who is he gonna turn his rage towards?
He's
angry. It's not the same
bugbear,
because I'd love to kill the same bugbear that bugbear was shooting us.
Drink a potion.
That's a good idea. Is that, what kind of action is that?
Standard action.
So, no, that would be what I did, huh? I better do that then. How much is, Cure Light Wounds is a
1d8 plus 2.
Oh, yeah, I need.
I feel like Franz would require, like, a crazy straw, though. I feel like he'd have, yeah. You wouldn't be able to drink it, but you'd have this really weird, like, I have to have my crazy straw. Just based off of everything else you guys does.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.